Vayikra, Leviticus, chapter 25. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe on Mount Sinai, saying,
Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When you come into the land which I give you, then the land shall observe a Shabbat to Yahuwah. 6 years you sow your field, and 6 years you prune your vineyard, and gather in its fruit. But in the seventh year, the land is to have a Shabbat of rest, a Shabbat to Yahuwah. Do not sow your field, and do not prune your vineyard. Do not reap what grows of its own of your harvest, and do not gather the grapes of your unpruned vine, for it is a year of rest for the land. And the Shabbat of the land shall be to you for food, for you and your servant, and for your female servant and your hired servant, and for the stranger who sojourns with you, and for your livestock and the beasts that are in your land. All its crops are for food. And you shall count 7 Shabbatoth of years for yourself, 7 times 7 years. And the time of the 7 Shabbatoth of years shall be to you 49 years. You shall then sound a ram's horn to pass through on the 10th day of the 7th month. On Yom HaKippurim, cause a ram's horn to pass through all your land. And you shall kadosh the 50th year and proclaim release throughout all the land to all its inhabitants. It is a yovel for you. And each of you shall return to his possession, and each of you return to his clan. The 50th year is a yovel to you. Do not sow, nor reap what grows of its own, nor gather from its unpruned vine. It is a yovel. It is kodesh to you. Eat from the field its crops. In the year of this yovel, let each one of you return to his possession. And when you sell whatever to your neighbor or buy from the hand of your neighbor, do not exploit one another. According to the number of years after the yovel you buy from your neighbor, and according to the number of years of crops he sells to you, according to the greater number of years, you increase its price, and according to the fewer number of years, you diminish its price, because he sells to you according to the number of the years of the crops. And do not oppress one another, but you shall revere your Elohim, for I am Yahuwah your Elohim. And you shall do my laws, and guard my right rulings, and shall do them. And you shall dwell in the land in safety, and the land shall yield its fruit, and you shall eat to satisfaction, and shall dwell there in safety. And since you might say,
What do we eat in the seventh year, since we do not sow nor gather in our crops?
Therefore, I have commanded my barakah on you in the sixth year, and it shall bring forth the crop for 3 years. And you shall sow in the eighth year, and eat of the old crop until the ninth year. Eat of the old until its crop comes in. And the land is not to be sold beyond reclaim, for the land is mine. For you are sojourners and settlers with me. And provide for a redemption for the land in all the land of your possession. When your brother becomes poor and has sold some of his possession, and his redeemer, a close relative, comes to redeem it, then he shall redeem what his brother sold. And when the man has no one to redeem it, but he himself becomes able to redeem it, then let him count the years since its sale, and return the remainder to the man to whom he sold it, that he shall return to his possession. And if his hand has not found enough to give back to him, then what was sold shall remain in the hand of him who bought it until the year of Yovel, and it shall be released in the Yovel, and he shall return to his possession. And when a man sells a house in a walled city, then his right of redemption shall be at the end of the year after it is sold. His right of redemption lasts a year. But if it is not redeemed within a complete year, then the house in the walled city shall be established beyond reclaim to the buyer of it throughout his generations. It is not released in the Yovel. The houses of villages, however, which have no wall around them, are reckoned as the field of the country. A right of redemption belongs to it, and they are released in the Yovel. As for the cities of the Levites, and the houses in the cities of their possession, the Levites have a right of redemption forever. And that which is redeemed from the Levites, both the sale of a house and the city of his possession, shall be released in the year of Yovel, because the houses in the cities of the Levites are their possession in the midst of the children of Israel. But the field of the open land of their cities is not sold, for it is their everlasting possession. And when your brother becomes poor, and his hand has failed with you, then you shall sustain him, and he shall live with you, like a stranger or a sojourner. Take no interest from him or profit, but you shall revere your Elohim, and your brother shall live with you. Do not lend him your silver on interest, and do not lend him your food for profit. I am Yahweh, your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim to give you the land of Canaan to be your Elohim. And when your brother who dwells by you becomes poor and sells himself to you, do not make him serve as a slave, but as a hired servant. As a settler, he is with you and serves you until the year of Yovel. And then he shall leave you, he and his children with him, and shall return to his own clan, even return to the possession of his fathers. For they are my servants, whom I brought out of the land of Mitzrayim. They are not sold as slaves. Do not rule over him with harshness, but you shall revere your Elohim. And your male and female slaves whom you have from the nations that are around you, from them you buy male and female slaves, and also from the sons of the strangers sojourning among you, from them you buy, and from their clans who are with you, which they shall bring forth in your land, and they shall be your property. And you shall take them as an inheritance for your children after you, to inherit them as a possession. They are your slaves for all time. But over your brothers, the children of Israel, you do not rule with harshness one over another. Now when a sojourner or a settler with you becomes rich, and your brother with him becomes poor, and sells himself to the settler or sojourner with you, or to a member of the sojourner's clan, after he has been sold, there is a right of redemption to him. One of his brothers redeems him, or his uncle's son redeems him, or anyone who is a close relative to him in his clan redeems him. Or if he is able, then he shall redeem himself. And he shall reckon with him who bought him. The price of his release shall be according to the number of years from the year that he was sold to him until the year of Yovel. As the days of a hired servant, it is with him. If there are yet many years according to them, he repays the price of his redemption from the silver of his purchase. And if few years are left until the year of Yovel, then he shall reckon with him, and according to his years, he repays him the price of his redemption. He is with him as a yearly hired servant, and he does not rule with harshness over him before your eyes. And if he is not redeemed in these years, then he shall be released in the year of Yovel, he and his children with him. Because the children of Israel are servants to me. They are my servants, whom I brought out of the land of Mitzrayim. I am Yahweh, your Elohim.